This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Officials from Sheridan and the Gillette Community College District Board of Trustees are scheduled to meet this week to continue working on fairly accommodating the transition of Gillette College into its own district and away from the Northern Wyoming Community College District. According to the news record, with all the agreements that still need to be reached by the two boards, they are also waiting on the new county budget so that the mill levy can be set, which will determine how much taxes will be in the new district. More than 99% of the Campbell County Health workforce has confirmed that they've received their COVID-19 vaccinations or an exemption, avoiding a major loss of staff that the entity had initially feared. There were only two employees who were out of compliance, both of whom said they would choose not to comply. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. There are now six candidates for those who would like to fill the vacant Ward 1 seat on the Gillette City Council. The news record reports John Crawford and Chelsea Clem join Tricia Simonson, Jeff Reck, Daryl DeJong, and Russell Garner. The Ward 1 seat expires on January 3, 2023, and was previously filled by Eric Hansen, who was recently appointed to the mayoral position. All six applicants have been verified as eligible by the Campbell County Elections Office and will be interviewed by the City Council at its next meeting on the 8th. There's an opening on the Campbell County Public Library Board, and so far six people have applied. The seat on the board opened up after Dr. Holly Stewart resigned recently. The unexpired term ends June 30th of 2023. The window for application submission ends at close of business today. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.